What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo, yo, yo. Hey, guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. I just want to say this. I'm so grateful you guys keep showing up. We have over 100,000 unique listeners. I don't know how it's working. I'm just going to keep bringing it. And our goal with this podcast is I hope you get some good stuff, like some usable stuff that'll help you improve your practice and your life. And it's Monday. Every Monday, we bring something called Metric Mondays, a little bite-sized piece of information, some data, and what to do about it to improve your practice a little bit. Do you know there's a metric that shows us how many patients are truly connected to your practice? It also shows us how many patients are more likely to accept treatment and refer others. They're called active patient number and active hygiene patient number. Now, they're different. And today, I have my amazing co-host on. Her name is Miranda Beeson. She shows us what it measures, how they impact the practice, and what to do about it. So please listen up. Hope you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, yo, 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 wait, yo, 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 look at that. Welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. Miranda and I are just-
Is it Monday or something?
It must be Monday. I'm having way too much fun. This is good stuff. So, hey, thank you guys for tuning in to another amazing episode of the Best Practices Show podcast. I don't know if you can tell, but I love doing this stuff and I love the people that I get to work with because it's really cool stuff. And you know what it is? It's Monday. So- If you are listening to the podcast on a regular basis, you know we do a segment called Metric Mondays. Now, we've gotten a ton of feedback from people saying we love this. It's short. I don't know if I should take that in a positive way or a negative way, but I'll take it positively. It's a short little bite-sized piece of information that we're giving you at the beginning of the week so that you can use it. Something that'll make an impact on your practice right away and give you a better practice and a better life. And I have my cohort, my co-host. She's an amazing coach, great friend, unbelievable thinker, Miranda Beeson. And Miranda, where are we going today?
Today, we're going to be talking about active patients and active hygiene patients and helping the listeners to understand the difference between these two metrics and how they impact their practice.
Okay, what does it measure? Like, walk us through that.
Well, active patients is one that most people have probably paid attention to over time. And so that's just the total number of unique patients who've had any type of visit, hygiene, emergency, limited exam, restorative, any type of visit within the past 18 months. Now, some people might question 12 months, 18 months, 24 months. You do want to look at your practice management software or your analytics platform to see what that measure of time is around active patients. But for us, we work within an 18-month time frame. The industry in general does. And then our clients who are working with, say, Dental Intel, everything's measured in that 18-month window to be considered active. So this is your entire pool of engaged patients who consider your office their dental home. Now, on the other side of that is active hygiene patients. Now, your active hygiene patients are a part of that active patient count, but this is how many unique patients have been in for a hygiene-specific visit that's preventative or periodontal maintenance of some sort in the past 18 months. So again, it's a subset of your active patient base, but it's one of the most important ones to track because it's telling us how many of those patients are consistently tethered to our practice. So that's really the difference between the two. Active patient count's what we often pay the most attention to, but it is really important to also dig a little deeper, get a little more granular, and look at how many of those active patients would be considered active hygiene patients, having had a hygiene visit within the past 18 months.
Yeah. So let's go a little bit deeper. I love the metrics on this. So if I'm a solo GP, I need like 5,000 of these, right?
Oh yeah. No. Unless you want to like work, you know, 18 hours a day and be burnout within 3 years. Right. No, no, no. So here's what the active patient count tells you. It's how many patients are connected to your practice, right? So a benchmark for one full-time equivalent provider would be somewhere between 12 and 1500 active patients. Now, there's going to be some variation on that model. I actually just did a podcast with Dental Intelligence just a couple of days ago, and we were talking about this and how the active patient count, and especially how many new patients you might need to be bringing into that count, is going to matter depend on if you have a high volume, low profit practice or a low volume, high profit practice. So if your annual patient value is $1,000 per patient, you're not going to need as many active patients to hit 1.5 million. Maybe you only need, you know, 1,500. But if you're at $500 per patient as an APV, you're going to need twice as many to get to that same 1.5 million. So to some degree, that 12 to 1500 is a general benchmark, and you just need to look at the specifics of your practice to get tailored more to what you specifically need.
Yeah, I think what you just said is so powerful. So if you're listening to this podcast, I want you to hear that again. The benchmark is between 1200 and 1500. Let that soak in. If you're a young dentist and you're a solo GP, get your brain around like, I only need 1500. What if you spent the next three decades really identifying the right type of patient for your practice, and you let the ones that you didn't think were the right fit, and you consistently built that patient base? You're going to lose 17 to 19% of them for displacement. They're going to pass away, move away, things like that. So you and your team, this is a metric that if you get locked in, you can create an amazing practice. Now you can take that number and extrapolate it based on the number of providers. Let's say you have three dentists. So you can take the same number and you can even go a little bit further. I know we're going to talk about hygiene, but like a good full-time hygienist can only see 750 patients a year. So if you're a dentist practicing by yourself and you have two hygienists, so 1500 and then 750 and 750, you now know what you need to do, and you can grow your APV, you grow your skills, you have the right patients, you have an amazing practice. I can't tell you the number of practices we work with that are amazing, and they have no idea how many active patients they have, and their only goal is more. And I'm like, why are you doing this? And they all say the same thing. I don't know. Don't do that anymore. So
yeah, like, is there another way? Teach me, a wise one. Like, right. Yes, you can do more with the patients that you have, and it's going to make it that much easier for you. Because like you said, when it's the patients that are the ideal or, you know, avatar patients for your practice who value what you do, they're going to say yes to more. Your APV is going to go up. That annual patient value goes up. And then the number of active patients that you need to support your practice isn't going to be as high, and you won't have that same amount of pressure to continue to grow, grow, grow. You do have to be aware of, is my active patient count growing, shrinking, or maintaining? And you need to recognize, what is my annual patient value, and can I sustain if we shrink a little bit and have some attrition, or do I need to be growing? But the most important part is that just look at the general number. If you're just starting from scratch, just, hey, am I somewhere between 12 and 1500 per full-time provider? That's the general benchmark that you're looking at. And then of those active patients, you want to look at how many of them that have been in the last 18 months have been in for hygiene. Because that active hygiene patient count, like we said, tells a similar story, but it provides even more insight into how the patients are truly connected to your practice. How much do they really trust you and your recommendations? How much do they really value the care that you provide for them? Patients who stay current with their hygiene visits are more likely to accept treatment. They're also more likely to refer others to your practice, which is also great. Less work for you on the front end, bringing right. New people in. So the benchmark would be for you to have above 85% of your hygiene program, you know, active patients. So when you look at your active patient count, you want at least 85% of that active patient count currently also considered an active hygiene patient. And so the easy thing to look at is just pull that data and say, am I, you know, between 65 and 70%? Am I between 70 and 79%? You know, maybe I have a little room for improvement. What can we do as a team to try to build that active hygiene count? And then we actually talked last podcast about the KPI of hygiene reappointment percentage. So that kind of plays in this too, making sure we are pre-scheduling before people leave for their next recare visit. But looking at recare systems, patient education, our scheduling habits, how are we engaging during that patient experience? If we are below that 70% mark, it's pretty likely that patients are falling off of the schedule after restorative care. You know, maybe your assistants finish seating the crown and they don't even look to see if the patient has the next hygiene visit scheduled. Your recare system is probably non-existent or just inconsistently followed. Maybe your administrative team only uses their hygiene recare follow-up system to fill short notice cancellations, but isn't consistently working that system on a daily, weekly, monthly basis to reactivate patients. Or your hygiene visits just aren't being scheduled for their next visit before they leave. So if patients are walking out the door from hygiene and we don't pre-schedule them for their next hygiene visit, it is that much harder to get them back in the door. More likely they're going to fall through the cracks, the potential for them to leave and go elsewhere. And so we definitely want to do everything we can to promote all of those little nuances that help support this metric.
Yeah, totally. That's so good, Miranda. Now, again, with every Metric Monday, we're going to give you the number, give you the benchmarks, and then some countermeasures. Meaning if your numbers aren't good or if this metric isn't healthy, what to do about it. So Miranda, what can I do to impact these metrics?
Well, when we're looking at active patient count, the obvious thing is, well, I just need more new patients. So, I mean, yes, right. Practices are always healthier when you have new patients coming in as well. So that's a piece of it, is we need to bring in new patients. But let's look at what you can do literally right now with the patients that are in your schedule without referrals, reviews, marketing, any of that. What can we do literally right now? Number one is a reactivation or like patients going inactive system. So having your administrative team looking at patients that are about to hit that 18-month mark and haven't been in the practice, or perhaps they are now beyond 18 months and they're considered inactive. How can we reactivate those patients so that they're back in the practice and a part of that active patient count? You can also use the morning huddle to recapture inactive family members. So having your team, when they're doing their chart prep for the day, taking a look in the little family file in the practice management software to see if they have patient family members that aren't scheduled, and bringing that up at huddle so that everyone on the team remembers to ask them about scheduling their family members. And then, like we mentioned before, reappointing the patients before they walk out the door for their next visit. And when you're evaluating these metrics, just take your business model into consideration. Think about that annual patient value that's taking it to the next level, and remind yourself of where you are, and know that the higher that APV is, the less pressure you have to have a higher number of active patients. But those are a few key ways with the patients you have currently right now, without even worrying about bringing new patients in, to try to kind of plug the leaky bucket, not let people fall out and become inactive, bringing them back into the fold, and then making sure that your patients that are currently active are tethered in the future by pre-appointing them for their next visit.
Yeah, this is an important one too. So if you're listening to this podcast and you follow Miranda's advice, you're going to save well over $1 million in marketing if you practice for more than 10 years. Because before you spend one dime on marketing, you should have, this is a layup. It's an easy way to grow your practice, but you would be amazed by how many dentists don't look at this, don't try to improve it, or need even know what to do with it. So I hope you take this information to heart. Another thing that I just want to mention, because I love this stuff, I know Miranda loves this stuff, and if you don't know what we do, we're practice coaches, and we're giving you all this information around metrics on Mondays. And you might be thinking, I'm just so overwhelmed. All you guys do is throw me all these things that I got to look up and I don't even know where to start. Well, that's you. We do something here that's pretty cool. It's called the Practice Assessment. It's the most comprehensive exam you'll ever get on your business ever. Our team will put together a head-to-toe diagnostic report of your entire practice, all of these metrics, so you don't even have to do it. We'll do it for you, tell you what they should be, show you what you can do, and even get feedback from your team and give it to you in a way that is so easy. And so if you're interested in that, feel free to reach out to our team. You can speak to Courtney on our team or Gina on our team for $1,000. That's what it costs. We'll do the best comprehensive exam you've ever had on your business and tell you what's wrong and tell you how to fix it. That's easy. So what I'm saying is we got a lot of resources to help you. So make sure you check that out. So Miranda, any last thoughts before we say goodbye, everybody, to everybody on a Monday?
No, just go out there. If you don't know what it is, look it up. Do the best you can within your practice management software. Find somebody on your admin team who really knows your software inside and out and just learn what the numbers are. Because once you know, gosh, there used to be like a, what was it, G.I. Joe, and like knowing is half the battle. So just go out there and learn what you can about the metric. And then if you need help, let us help you. We got your back. So just reach out. Let us know what we can do to help you out. It's been fun to be here today.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Miranda. You are amazing. So stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else. And thank you guys for listening on a Monday to the Best Practices Show podcast. I hope you enjoyed that. And if you did, do us a favor, hit the share button, share it with your friends. We love it when you keep spreading the word, because you know what it does? It allows us to help other people like you. We love this profession so much. We're going to keep bringing it every single week to help you improve your practice and your life. So until you hear from us next time, or you see us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. I hope you guys enjoy your Monday. So there you have it, another great episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word, and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.